One sharp tragedy can erase years of friendship. Thufir Hawat, Weapons Master of House Atreides. In the days following the attack, Governor Keough launched a vigorous, some said excessive, investigation. The heirs of three Old Guard noble families were soon implicated in the plot, and though evidence was thin, they were summarily executed in the dark of night. Afterward, Keough seized the assets of the guilty families and promptly married Praeto Heron. Paul didn't care one bit about local politics. He'd been unable to sleep following the terrible tragedy in the theater. In that critical moment, Romber had knocked Bronso aside, but his reactive movement had been to save Paul. During that instant, that flashpoint of a decision, he had not been thinking of his own son. And Bronso saw it all. In the days while he waited for a highliner bound for Ix, Bronso Vernius isolated himself in his quarters, grieving. He ignored all company, refused to see Paul, and turned his back on everyone, shattered by what he had witnessed, feeling betrayed by Paul as well as his own father. Is Paul safe? The words were like the twist of a knife. Bronso would leave Balut as soon as possible, taking Romber's smashed patchwork body with him. Duke Leto shook his head, sitting alone with Paul. That young man is the sole survivor of House Vernius, the ruler of Ix. But he is soft and inexperienced. I fear the technocrats will take control and turn him into nothing more than a puppet.
Why won't he talk with me? Paul said. We've been through so much together. I thought we would have done anything for each other.
Introspective now, Leto rarely left Paul's side, wistfully telling stories of how he and Romber had once gone diving for coral gems and how the volatile stones had set their boat on fire. He talked about how Romber had saved a guild highliner when the navigator was incapacitated by tainted spice gas, how Atreides' armies and loyal Vernius forces had fought side by side to recapture Ix from the Tleiloxu invaders. Paul had heard those legendary accounts many times before, but now he let his father talk, because the Duke needed to relive those memories. Governor Keough hosted an impromptu celebration for Paul, during which she rewarded him for his clever and selfless actions in saving her from assassination. Paul had no interest in the rewards or accolades, and he felt that the show of appreciation was inappropriate after the death of poor Romber. The ceremony was just another slap in the face to the already hurting Bronso. In the uproar following the attack, Rainvar, his face dancers, the performers and members of his traveling crew were all arrested, separated, and placed in permanent cells. Even a master jongleur could not maintain his illusions and widespread hypnosis for so long, against so many people howling for their blood. They had been caught and blamed. Paul saw from the outset that the people of Balut and Governor Keough herself needed scapegoats, and that the troop members would do nicely. However, because Paul had saved her life, because she offered to reward him with more than a mere medal, he pressed his advantage. At the appreciation ceremony in front of a large crowd, he asked her to grant his one request, that Rainvar and his troop be allowed to depart safely from Balut on the condition that they never return. Though she grumbled, Keough reluctantly issued the command.
They were my friends, father, Paul explained. They sheltered Bronso and me, kept us safe. And they taught me a great deal.
He would never forget his time among the jongleurs, though he feared he would never see Bronso again. 2 weeks after they all returned to Caladan, unexpected shiploads of Atreides' military forces arrived in the spaceport. The two battalions Leto had dispatched to help House Vernius. The uniformed soldiers marched off the numerous transports, but they did not appear happy to be home,
at least not under these circumstances.
Duncan and Gurney emerged, both looking flustered and angry. Gurney issued his report.
We were ousted from Ix, my lord. Bron Sovernius evicted us as soon as he returned to the Grand Palais. Gods below. He gave us 3 hours to pack up and get to a waiting highliner. 3 hours. After all we did for House Vernius.
Duncan was incensed and not afraid to show it.
We did our duty, my lord, exactly as you and Earl Romber asked of us. If we hadn't been there, Boligavadi would have turned the Grand Palais into a factory.
I was afraid Bronso would do something like that, sir,
Paul said to his father.
He blames us.
Misplaced blame, son. And he will realize it in time. The last man to emerge from the military transport ship was not a soldier at all, but a slight-figured, sad-looking man with a thin face, sallow features, and long hair bound in a silver souk ring. Dr. Wellington Yue looked out of place, unsure of himself. Yue presented himself to the Duke with a careful bow. He drew a breath, pondered his words, and forged ahead.
Because I could not save Earl Romber from his grievous injuries,
Bronso has no further need of my services. I am banished from Ix.
Yui's graying mustache drooped along the corners of his mouth as he bowed his head and spread his delicate hands.
By any chance, does House Atreides have use for a physician of my skills? Perhaps a tutor for the young master in matters other than fighting and military strategy?
Leto did not take long to consider the man's offer. Even before Paul's birth, the Souk doctor had spent years on Caladan helping Prince Romber during his recovery, and he had been a wise, diligent, and loyal physician.
I've seen your work and valor over the years, Yue. I know how hard you labored to save and repair Romber the first time. You added more than a dozen years onto his life, and because of that, he was able to be a good father to Bronso. The boy doesn't appreciate that yet, but I hope he will someday. Your loyalty is without question.
Jessica looked at Leto, then at the Souk practitioner.
You are welcome here on Caladan, Dr. Yue.
Any wise counsel you can offer Paul would be appreciated. His education on Ix was cut dramatically short, and it's not likely he'll go back to finish it.
Paul felt a heavy sadness inside and looked up at his parents.
This is a terrible rift between our great houses. How long do you think it will last?
Leto merely shook his head.
It may never be healed.